But if questions affect human well-being, then they do have answers, whether or not we can find them. And just admitting this, just admitting that there are right and wrong answers to the question of how humans flourish, will change the way we talk about morality, and it will change our expectations of human cooperation in the future. And for instance, there are 21 states in our country where corporal punishment in the classroom is legal, where it is legal for a teacher to beat a child with a wooden board hard, raising large bruises and blisters and even breaking the skin. And hundreds of thousands of children, incidentally, are subjected to this every year. The locations of these enlightened districts, I think, will fail to surprise you. We're not talking about Connecticut. And the rationale for this behavior is explicitly religious. The creator of the universe himself has told us not to spare the rod lest we spoil the child. This is in Proverbs 13 and 20 and I believe 23. But we can ask the obvious question, okay, is it a good idea, generally speaking, to subject children to pain and violence and public humiliation as a way of encouraging healthy emotional development and good behavior? Okay. Is there any doubt that this question has an answer and that it matters?